Hey, I went and looked at a piece of property today for the sole purpose of just sitting on it for a minute, walking around on it some to try to just get my mind around why it hadn't sold. Sometimes we just have properties that surprise me how quickly they sell. I think they're dogs and somebody will scarf them up in a week. And other tracts that I think, oh man, it's going to be gone as soon as it hits the market. And months later, it's still sitting there. This is one of those tracts. It is a great piece of property. It is priced under what I know the comps will be for that tract, and yet it's still there. And I don't know why. Well, I do know why. It's what I'm going to get at. But I went and sat on that property today for a few minutes and walked around and looked at it just to make sure I wasn't missing something. And, you know, and came to the conclusion that it's priced right, it's desirable, but it just hadn't gotten the right attention yet. And by what I mean by attention is not the marketing. You know, we market as good as anybody in our business in our region. And so I know the marketing is there, the advertising is there. It just hasn't gotten in front of the right person just yet. I don't care how good your marketing is. I don't care how great your real estate agent is, how wonderful, you know, the company is you use. Their marketing and advertising does not get a property in front of every known buyer in the universe. I don't care who they are, that's impossible to do. And so it takes time to marinate. It takes time for even the best of advertising to get a property eventually in front of the right person at the right time to make a buying decision. Now, there's some companies that do it much better than others. I like to think we're one of those companies in our business, but even then, you can't get it in front of everybody, and I mean everybody. It takes a little time to do that. And that's what the situation is with this property. There are three things that determine whether or how quickly, whether a property sells and how quickly it sells. And I'm talking about whether it's rural land like we do, residential houses, commercial buildings, whatever it is. Price, desirability, and I've come to learn there's a third thing, attention. I used to think it was just price. If the phone's not ringing, that means it's priced too high. Well, I quickly learned that desirability is almost as important as price. There are properties out there, folks, we have some listed, I see them all the time, that are just not desirable. Very few people are going to want them, and some of them at just about any price, they're not gonna be very desirable. They're not gonna be wanted. So there are very few buyers, very few takers. And so desirability is just as critical as price. Now, I've always thought that if something were priced right, it's gonna sell. And if something is desirable, I think that's true. If there's something that's priced even below market, but it's just not desirable, it's going to sit there a long time before somebody comes along and takes a chance to buy it, probably below market, and then do something with it or repackage it or do something and then try to sell it later to make it more desirable. But anyway, price, desirability, and attention. Properties just got to be out there and get in front of the right person at the right time. This tract today is going to sell. Somebody's going to come along and go, wow, I can't believe this is here. Can't believe I can buy it for this price. They're going to sign it up and it's going to be gone. It's going to happen. I sold stuff right across the road from it. I mean, 30 feet of right away, right across the road for about $700 an acre more than what this price is currently listed at. It just hasn't gotten in front of the right person just yet. And it will. I'll tell you how I know that. I got another piece of property that's going to close in just a few days. It sat on the market for a number of months. It was a really nice home site tract with some recreational potential as well in a good area, blacktop road, electricity, great home site places. I mean, you know, deer in the back. It's a great property. And I'm going, son of a gun, how come this thing hadn't sold? I thought I'd sell it in a few weeks. A few months went by and I had some calls and emails, your usual, you know, tire kickers, but nobody got serious about it. A few little general kind of, you know, inquiries on it. People really just trying to buy it cheap so they could put it on the market and flip it. But nobody was really interested for the type of property it was. And it sat there and sat there. 2, 3, 4 months went by. And I was thinking, well, dang, maybe I missed the pricing on it. I thought it was priced just right, you know, for the what it was. And, you know, I said, okay, well, you know, let's just leave it alone. And then suddenly somebody called, hey, Pat, we want to go see this property. Met them, showed them the track. They loved it. The next day he made an offer, almost asking price offer, and signed it up, bank approval. It closes next week. And so it wasn't the price. It wasn't the desirability. It was the attention. It just hadn't gotten in front of this guy yet. But the minute it did, he jumped on it and almost paid full asking price, you know. But, and so that kind of taught me a little lesson. Here it is. This guy fell in love with it instantly and had been looking at other properties and saw this and loved it, snapped it up, gone, just like that. Got his attention. And so that's one thing I've learned. Price, desirability, and attention. Hey, you're on the video.
Sorry.
So, that's my sweet wife right there. Anyway, I'll be right there.
Sorry.
Hey, it's the real world. I brought dinner home. She came and got it out of the truck. Anyway, price, desirability, and attention. If your property's on the market and it's not selling, ask your realtor, ask your land agent, discuss those three things. Don't be so arrogant to think that your property is the best in the world, there's none better, or that anybody will pay the price you're asking. And then always consider the fact that it just might not have gotten out there and been in front of people long enough to have gotten in front of the right person's attention to get it sold. So anyway, just some thoughts on why stuff doesn't sell quickly. Sometimes there's not an easy answer. Sometimes it's a combination of two or three different things. But, you know, if you keep your eyes open, if you stay humble about it, if you, you know, you're asking questions and you're, you know, you're not just so locked into what you think the market ought to be instead of what the market really is, you can probably figure out what you got to do to get it sold. So anyway, in spite of the circus that we had going on here, I hope this is a little bit helpful. Bye.